Let's switch gears and go down to Washington, D.C. Think about this is the midpoint of President Biden's administration. Some changes happening within the higher echelons of the administration. But it's a good time to kind of sit back and say, what are they going to do for the next 2 years? Nancy Ognanovich joins us here. She's a Bloomberg government senior congressional reporter. So, Nancy, we've now got a split Congress. What does the president and the administration hope to get done here in the next couple of years, given the makeup of this new Congress?
Well, they're back in a place where they were in the 116th Congress, which was 4 years ago, and it's happened many times where one party controls one chamber and one controls the other and so on. And so right away, right out of the gate yesterday, Chuck Schumer was keeping expectations low. He was just talking about how they've got to do something about the debt limit, but not laying out any big agenda, talking about ambitious things. Instead, what lawmakers, I think, are looking at more are going back to the basics, the bread and butter issues, and that's what Mitch McConnell told them yesterday they need to do. They need to do these bills to fund the government. They need to do the annual bill to fund the Pentagon. Look, take the FAA reauthorization. Those programs expire in September. Look at the mess in the aviation industry. Address that. Renew the farm bill. Renew the flood control bill. You know, do things like that. But Democrats probably will have a lot of high-profile hearings on things like antitrust and technology, like you're seeing today in the Judiciary Committee looking at the whole issue of ticket sales. So you see a lot of high-profile hearings, but you might not see bills that go all the way on those topics.
Nancy, how much cohesion is there among the holdouts who are really forcing the debate limit, the default issue, the debt ceiling debate?
I think there's division on both sides, because you have the appropriators in both parties that probably don't want to have to deal with deep cuts to the programs they oversee. But then you have other people in both parties who aren't involved in all of that, who are promoting the idea, even though they may not have specifics. And Schumer told them yesterday, or said yesterday in the House, come to the floor, show us your cuts, and vote on them. And then you'll see how many people really in the Republican Party support all of that.
Nancy, in the House of Representatives, where the Republicans do have a majority, what do you think is their agenda for the next 2 years?
Well, if past events hold here, you might see a lot more attention on tax cuts. Going back to things that were left on the table at the end of the last year that didn't make it into the omnibus, like extending tax cuts for business and so on, and then expanding on those. It's a typical thing you see when Republicans are in charge of Congress. Less to do with big policy rewrites and more looking at the tax code. So I would imagine you'd have some of that. Then you have this new committee in the House that's just set up to look at issues related to China and our policies towards China and competition and so on. And on that topic, you might see more Democratic interest.
Nancy, you've been covering Congress for so long, and you have such great insight into what's normal and what's not. Is this level of gridlock, this level of disagreement, this level of sort of hearings that are high profile but useless, and then the real functioning is sort of, you know, lapsing in the background? Have you seen this before?
Not like this. Not like what we've seen in the last couple of years. It went off the charts. I mean, it's been building over time. This is not your 1990s, House of Representatives. And even then, you had Newt Gingrich came in, you know, after 94 and shook things up a lot. But even then, there was a lot more bipartisanship. And so now it's very different. It's very difficult, especially in the House of Representatives. And yet, they can still get some things done if they want to. And when they're right up against it, they tend to cut some deals. It's just not going to be, we're just not going to be seeing the kind of things that we saw in the last 2 years. I think really, actually, it's kind of a big surprise how much got done in the last 2 years, given the tight margins and all. But I think Biden and Democrats are keeping the expectations low, and Biden is out instead talking up the things that already happened.
All right, great stuff. Nancy Ognanovich covers all things Congress for us down in Washington, D.C. For Bloomberg. We appreciate getting some thoughts here as Congress ramps up for another two-year movement there.